from the Georgia Theater in Athens, Georgia. It's E-Town on the Road with this week's musical guests. From Jacksonville, Florida, J.J. Gray. And from Athens, Georgia, Cicada Rhythm. I'm Helen Forster. Right now, join me if you would in welcoming our host, Nick Forster.
Thank you, Helen. Thanks, everybody. Welcome to the Georgia Theater here in Athens, Georgia. Our first time ever being in the state of Georgia to tape an E-Town show. Thanks for coming. Thank you for listening to us. We've been on the radio here in Athens for a long time, more than two decades, thanks to WUGA. Thank you. We find ourselves in this lovely college town with great restaurants and kind of reminds me of our own hometown, also a college town of about the same size, only ours is also home to both legal weed and the newest member of the Supreme Court. So it's a wacky combination. Small difference. We're in the South. We the trees are blooming and the place is beautiful and it's not yet the full heat of summer and the Southern landscape kind of speaks for itself. We've got some Southern music this week. Up first from just across the Georgia line in North Florida, a soulful singer and songwriter who usually is fronting his own band, Mofro, but he is here this week on his own. He's been on E-Town a few times, and every time I learn a little more about him. He calls himself a redneck, but I think there's a little more to it than that. He's a very thoughtful writer, an emotional person who will tear up during his own songs. Unabashedly, he's somebody who loves the natural world and writes about it. And he also raises chickens and surfs, which is, I think, is another great combination of things. Mostly, though, this guy is always, always working. He is always trying to fix something or learn something or try to get better at something. We think he is already great. Please help me welcome back to E-Town, J.J. Gray.
Say, oh, baby, that That was where I was born, a poor boy, living life like there's no end in sight. Even so, I've done without. Brighter days, where did they go and go? Gone, 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 Lord, I'll never see. Brighter days, where did they go? Brighter days, where did they go and go? Gone, 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 Lord, I'll never see. Brighter days, where did they go? Brighter days, where did they go? Go, 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 go. Brighter days, where did they go? Go, go. Brighter days, where did they go?
Back on E-Town in Athens, Georgia, no less.
J.J. Gray, welcome back to E-Town.
Thank you for having me.
Such a good singer. As I understand it, you were bused, right? When you were a kid, you were part of the sort of desegregation world. You were bused to different schools. And
that's right.
So did that change the music you were listening to when you were little?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I went from Coward of the County, Kenny Rogers, you know, which I still love, to Time, you know, listening to Time and... Isley Brothers and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So, yeah. The funny thing was the people that got bused during desegregation were already desegregated where I lived for the most part, you know, because there was a little juke joint behind my grandparents' trailer park, and they would play on Saturday nights, and some bands would come in and play, or they have a DJ spin records, you know.
Right.
So you weren't supposed to do that. I, as long as Mom and Daddy wouldn't find it out, you'd slide by there and check it out during the day.
Like during the day, there would be bands playing, or were you going to check out sound check?
Yeah, they would set up like there was an old abandoned flatbed trailer, but a short one, and they'd set up bands on it sometimes, or inside the place, and they had all those electric wooden spools flipped over for tables. They cooked barbecue, and they'd give me some bottles, you know,
to get the deposits to get the nickel
back. That's
on
right.
The, yeah,
that's right. You could get 10 cent. Yeah, they wouldn't give me no bottle of no beer or nothing.
Yeah. they give me empties. Yeah.
Well, it was a nickel then. And I had a cheap uncle who had a little grocery store. He'd only give us 2.5 cents. So we were supposed to go there rather than the Little Champ. The Little Champ was where Mom and Daddy's had hoods hung out at the Little Champ. You got to go to Uncle Ruiz's to get your But Uncle Ruiz only gave us 2.5 cents.
He kept the other half?
He gave you a full nickel for 2 bottles, but 2.5 cents. Oh, so that meant 2 cents for 1 bottle,
yeah.
5 cents for two.
Yeah. Look at these. So there's your math lesson right there. And you're prepared for being the life on the road where you got to figure it all out.
That's right. Got to calculate.
That is wild. And your parents, your grandparents, I mean, they raised chickens, right?
That's right.
They had a lot of chickens.
Thousands and thousands.
Yeah.
We had 2 chicken houses, 50 feet by 500 feet, and they were full during the growing cycle. They grew fryers, and then they went into the egg business. But that was not to sell themselves. All this was for another company. It's almost like sharecropping a little bit. It's not the greatest day ever is when they got out of that business and sold the houses.
Yeah.
It wasn't an easy living.
No. Did you help them out at all?
Oh, yeah, all summer.
Yeah. And now you raise chickens yourself, right?
If you want, I don't raise them. They raise themselves. Right now I've got 6. 3 of them got popped while I was on tour.
Like a fox or something came through?
I think a coyote. I got eagles, bald eagles, hawks, coyotes, and I got a big bobcat. And I don't begrudge none of them. Although, you know, when you got 9 chickens, you know all of them really well. They're your friends.
Yeah.
It's not, when you got 60,000 chickens, you couldn't care less how many of them get whacked.
Yeah. But you're down to 6, and you know their names, and
yes,
you're hanging out.
Their personalities. Chickens have personalities like crazy. I mean, they're like human beings to me, so.
Yeah. Hey, listen, before we get back to music, I just want to mention, and I know most of our listeners know this about you, but I think of you as a guy who is kind of like the Rosetta Stone or something. You know, you can relate to anybody. You can connect with an audience. You can kind of bridge all these gaps. And we live in a kind of a divided time, and you walk in that, Brighter Days is a great example. You know, you find that way to connect with people. But, you're a dad, you're a surfer, you know, love the natural world. You write songs about protecting habitat, and yet you can just be a rocker as good as anybody. To me, I see you as almost like an ambassador to the state of common sense in some way. Like, you're a guy who can go everywhere and have a conversation.
Yeah, my dad would beg to differ with you on that one.
Yeah.
Even now, or just
when you were younger?
No. Yeah, just when I was younger. I had the same thing as Jerry Reed had when he wrote Alabama Wild Man. You know, like.
Oh yeah, that was you.
Yeah, that was me. and fair enough. He was right until I got serious. When I got serious, he actually backed my play about it a lot more. But with all that kind of stuff, you know, I was guilty as anybody, and still do it from time to time, of building boxes for other people to live in, other things to dwell in, but I don't want to be put in no box. You know what I mean? And I realize the universe is infinite, so they say. I know it's a lot bigger than even this planet, so there's enough room for everybody's opinion. You know what I mean? Even if I vehemently disagree with it, there's enough room for everybody's opinion, man. And stop crying about it and start making things better somehow, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's cool. You get to be a role model. We're glad you're here. Let's get back to music. Welcome back, J.J. Gray, to E-Town.
Thank y'all.
All in good time will tell. Was you born a liar? Well, it's the same old operator trying to fool me again. Am I gonna play a fool's errand? Gone on the table, a cold play, but you can't hide with a bullet, no ending to it, it won't change a thing. Another day, another dollar and gone. again, it's a shame. Carry the weight of a hidden pain. You wanna fly so much higher. Are they wrapping you up? There you go. You got a green light rolling. Green light, go, go, go on. You plan a game.
Thank y'all.
J.J. Gregg, along with Marty Kearns on the keyboard, Chris Mala on the drums, Chris Engelman on the bass, Jacksonville, Florida. J.J. Gregg, he'll be back to play a lot more music later on in the show.
Your visit to E-Town is made possible in part by the Bohemian Foundation, building stronger communities through the Bohemian qualities of creativity and imagination. On the web at bohemianfoundation.org. And by Zayo Group, providing communication infrastructure services to the world's leading businesses with its fiber network that powers the voice, data, and video traffic we depend on every day. You can learn more at zayo.com. That's Zayo.com. And by the way, if you're curious about E-Town's home base, where we all are right now, E-Town Hall, our beautiful solar-powered music and arts community center located in downtown Boulder, Colorado, you can learn more about it on our website, etown.org. You're listening to E-Town.
I'm Nick Forster. You're listening to E-Town. J.J. Gregg is going to be back, play some more music later on in the show. And coming up, a great creative Georgia-born and raised band with many stops along the way. Cicada Rhythm is here and is going to be out in just a little bit to play some music. I know. It's exciting. But before we bring them out, every week we get a chance to introduce you all to somebody that we got to meet with the help of one of our listeners. These are always stories about folks in different communities around the country who are looking around and they see an opportunity to do exactly what J.J. Gregg was talking about, just actually make things better right where they are. So that's what these folks do. we get to recognize them and share their story on the air, recognize them with something called the Achievement Award. These are great stories of just folks making a difference in their hometowns. Here comes Helen to tell you more about this week's winner.
Thank you, Nick. You know, we heard about this story through listener Tanya Hudson of Athens, Georgia, who hears E-Town on WUGA. Our winner this week is Melanie Smith, also of Athens. In 2009, Melanie's college-age niece was helping out at an elementary school whose student population is made up primarily of children from low-income families. Now, her niece told Melanie that the second-grade girl she was mentoring had no books to read at home during the summer. Now, Melanie had always loved to read as a child, especially over those lazy summer months, and she couldn't imagine that there were kids who didn't have that option. She talked to the girl's teacher, who then told Melanie that many of the students at the school had no access to anything to read at home. And studies show that young children who don't read during the summer fall far behind in school. Now, Melanie knew there had to be a way to get books to these kids, so she started a nonprofit effort to do just that. And they've been very successful over the years. Now, Melanie is here with us in person to tell us more about how things got started and what those results have been. So please join me in welcoming this week's Achievement Award winner from right here in Athens, Georgia, Melanie Smith.
Melanie, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So Helen said you loved to read as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
And reading at home during the summer can make a big difference in a kid's life, right?
Yeah, and failure to do so can leave a big gap in a kid's life, too.
And you discovered, you learned about that failure and that gap.
Yeah, when I met this little girl who loved to read and didn't have any books at home, her teacher was explaining about something called summer slide. It's when children lose some of what they learned during the school year. Children who don't read in the summer fall about 2 to 4 months behind, and it accumulates.
So that's pretty hard to catch up.
Very.
Are these mostly used books at first? Or?
At first. Yeah. Over time, as I was giving books away to children, I was also noticing they didn't like a lot of what I had. Mm-hmm. They want to read new popular books about things that they're interested in.
Right.
And when we made the decision to hire an executive director, I mean, she got us from 5 schools to 10 schools in her first year, and we're in 15 now and heading towards 25.
Well, it's pretty cool.
We've given away 250,000 books.
A quarter of a million books?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you hearing from the kids that this is making a difference, or their parents or their teachers?
We're hearing from the kids, their parents, and their teachers, and we actually, I've not told anybody this before. Clark County School District here shared some anonymous student data with some PhDs at University of Georgia to evaluate Books for Keeps' impact. And not only are we stopping children from falling 2 to 4 months behind, Books for Keeps children are jumping 2 months ahead.
Oh, well. Wow.
Never saw that coming, so, yeah.
And it's funny because sometimes, you know, people might hear, oh, well, 2 months ahead as opposed to 2 months behind. Maybe that really isn't that big a deal. But as you said before, this is cumulative. And
by the sixth grade, children who don't read in the summer are 2 years behind.
2 years behind.
So 2 months ahead is
wow, that's a huge thing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And the organization, again, is called Books for Keeps?
Books for Keeps.
And is there a website?
www.booksforkeeps.org.
Booksforkeeps.org. Mm-hmm. And now over 250,000 books have gone into the homes of kids who really didn't have any other option.
Yeah.
It's
Thank
incredible.
You. Yeah.
Congratulations. It's the winner of this week's Achievement Award, Melanie Smith, Books for Keeps.
Many thanks to listener Tanya Hudson of Athens, Georgia, for turning us on to the work of Books for Keeps. If you just tuned in and you missed part of this interview, you can find it on our website, etown.org. And if you want to nominate someone doing great work to better the planet or the lives of others in some way, you can do that on our website too by heading to our homepage and clicking on the word award at the far right of the top menu. You can learn what we look for, and if it seems like a good fit, submit a nomination there. Or you can always write us the old-fashioned way at Box 954, Boulder, Colorado, 80306.
Thank you, Helen. Thank you, Melanie. Congratulations. It's a cool story from right here in Athens, Georgia.
We got more music coming up from J.J. Gray in just a little bit. Let me tell you right now about what's coming next. Cicada Rhythm is a band that is full of surprises, not unlike the cicada itself, which most people don't realize spends 13 years buried 8 feet underground before popping out and turning itself into a musical instrument that's louder than a jet engine. Full of surprises. But Cicada Rhythm, that sounds kind of unpleasant. These guys are far from that. This is a great group. It was formed around the duo of Dave Kerslis and Andrea DeMarcus. It got its start really when Dave literally hopped off a freight train and called a friend of his to pick him up. And that friend showed up with Andrea in tow, and that was the beginning of both their relationship and the band. They've gone on to write and record together, and along the way have won all kinds of recognition in the press and among their fans, and with good reason. Really happy they could be with us this week. Please welcome to E-Town for the first time, Cicada Rhythm.
This song's about the road in America. If the day starts with a tearful dream,
down America,
Cicada Rhythm right here on stage at the Georgia Theater in Athens, your hometown. You guys sound great. Let me ask you about that whole freight train hopping thing, Dave. Was that just like a phase you went through?
Or it was a phase, definitely.
Yeah.
The novelty kind of wore off pretty quickly once it started raining.
Yeah. Is it because you were like singing train songs, or what was the lure of it?
That was part of it. I was singing train songs, and I figured I should know what I was singing about, so I just hopped on one day, and there I was. Yeah. It's a bit dangerous. I don't recommend it.
Yeah. And then you jumped off a freight train, called your buddy, said, come pick me up, and then he shows up with her.
We always say it was not love at first sight, for sure. Because I looked pretty disgusting.
I'll attest to that. He was pretty disgusting.
And Andrea, had you already been done with school? I know everybody who's sort of paid attention to Andrea knows you studied at Juilliard. You went and did the very arduous and remarkable journey to go and study classical bass in New York. Was that after you'd done that when you guys met?
It was the summer before my senior year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you're well on your way to having a respectable career.
Yes, I almost had the diploma.
Oh, she still got it.
No, I got it. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Now, when you went to Juilliard, were you already aware of... First, let me just say you have just a great tone and intonation, and I heard you play Arco before, and it's a great facility. You know, you're really... I mean, it's an instrument that you are well-suited to, and you play beautifully. Did you know about guys like Edgar Meyer or Chris Wood before you went to Juilliard?
I did know of Edgar Meyer. I auditioned for his prestigious school, the Curtis Institute, and he played my bass, actually. He had a hankering to play a Chinese bass, so I let him.
Pretty cool. You can also slap the bass like a good rockabilly or a bluegrass player. I mean, you've got really good variety of skills that most classical bassists don't.
Well, thank you. That came later, you know.
Well, listen, there's a lot to see here, and I'm going to let you guys get back to music, but we're thrilled that you could be here.
Thanks
a band
for having
from us. Born and raised in Georgia. Let's get back to music. Welcome back, Cicada Rhythm.
Thank you, Nick. So this next song I'm really happy to play for E-Town. It's called Do Not Destroy, and it's about the environment, and E-Town is a very environmentally conscious program with a great mission, so we're happy to play it. The Georgia state line is a place that I used to call mine. It was just beyond the valley and deep within the woods, but now there's nothing where it once stood. And I always thought that I'd have that place. These city walls have grown too close and crowded what I need most. So do you and I destroy. For the lights and the concrete that fill it up today,
before the plastic promises that sold us what was free. I remember a better side of this country, and I always thought that I'd have that place. These city walls have grown too close and crowded what I need most. So do destroy what is mine, what also is yours.
Cicada Rhythm, Andrea DeMarcus, the bass and vocals, David Kerslis, guitar and vocals, along with Matt Stossel on the steel guitar, Chris Mala on the drums. Their latest record is called Cicada Rhythm out of Normal Town Records. Such a beautiful sound.
This portion of E-Town is made possible by Silk, the charter sponsor of Change the Course. The program was co-created with National Geographic to restore water in critically water-stressed ecosystems. You can learn more about Silk's commitment to the environment and to plant-based nutrition at silk.com. And by our diverse audience of NPR affiliates and community stations, plus college and commercial stations, as well as our international stations and podcast subscribers worldwide. Thank you for your continued support. You're listening to E-Town.
I'm Nick Forster. You're listening to E-Town. I want to say hello to folks who are listening on stations like WTTS in Indianapolis, Indiana, on KSMF, Jefferson Public Radio, in Ashland, Oregon, and, of course, on WUGA right here in Athens and parts nearby. As always, if you want more information about our guests, if you want to see exactly what Andrea's dress looks like, you can just go to etown.org, and there's videos and photos and all that stuff is on there. You can also find out about how to get tickets to live shows and much, much more. Okay, so far so good. You guys have been a great audience here at the Georgia Theater. You know, JJ's sort of words of wisdom about having room for all kinds of ideas and opinions, it's so healthy to hear that stuff, particularly now
as we imagine that those divisions are bigger than we think. Because in fact, we are all together. We're in this thing together, and the music does really bring us together. So this is certainly the nature of that guy who's coming back to the stage right now. Please help me welcome back J.J. Gray.
Everybody thought I was. Yeah. I pushed myself and everyone almost over the edge. This mirror light that sends back everything that you send out. The grace you give. Giving back, loving every minute you leave. Feels so good to be warm in the sun.
Rain, rain, go away, come again, another damn night.
Nick slanting on that guitar, Helen killing it on the background vocals. It's a little song called The Sun Is Shining Down.
Things and not sun is shining, shining down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, I'm alive, and I'm feeling long, feeling fine.
J.J. Gray, pride of North Florida.
Thank y'all.
We had a little help from the E-Tones, the Georgia E-Tones, Marty Kearns, Chris Mila, Chris Engelman, and Helen Forster singing harmony. Folks, we've got time for one more song. We're going to get everybody out on stage for one last number. Thanks so much for being such a great crowd for us here in our first time ever in Athens, Georgia. Going to figure it out. I want to thank all our guests. Special thanks to the local celebrities, Cicada Rhythm. They did such a great job with good reason. Well on their way. A new band that's off to a great start. Thanks to our Achievement Award winner, Melanie Smith, helping kids who don't have books find books and stay up to speed on during those long summer breaks. Thanks to our house band, again, this with special guests, the Georgia E-Tones, as I'm calling them, Marty Kearns, Chris Mala, along with Chris Engelman and Helen Forster. Thanks to J.J. Gray. Thanks to WUGA for bringing E-Town to Athens. And you know that this is such a musical town with such a great musical legacy. And there's so many artists who have called Athens home. And Georgia in general has just got such a great, rich, deep catalog of artists and singers and songwriters. So we had a hard time figuring out which song to do, so we picked the most obvious one. And we hope you like it. I'm Nick Forster. Hope you can be with us next week right here in E-Town.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song. Keeps Georgia on my mind.
I say now, Georgia, 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 a song, a song. Comes as sweet and clear. As the moonlight through those Georgia, Georgia pines.
E-Town on the Road was recorded this week at the Georgia Theater in Athens, Georgia. E-Town is produced by our donor-supported nonprofit organization. To comment about the show or nominate someone for an achievement award, you can go to our website, etown.org, email us at info@etown.org, or you can connect with us on Twitter or on Facebook. Distribution of E-Town is made possible by our family of sponsors, this station, and listeners like you.
Georgia,
Georgia,
no peace that I can find.
Just the old sweet song
keeps Georgia. Yes,
it's an old sweet song.
This is a production of the E-Town Radio Network.